Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. It's very easy. You go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. We're happy to be joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. He's kind of a big deal. What's up, Kevin?
First of all, I'm not a big deal at all. I mean, I talk to people who are big deals, like you guys.
Right.
But I'm definitely not a big deal at all. Small deal.
Well, the guys can't wait to hear your Top Gun review, JP. You know, I'm sure you. Here's a question for you: before you do these reviews and you issue your score, do you go to like Rotten Tomatoes and see how it's trending? I'm curious.
Well, I mean, in terms of like my job, like I'm aware of the Rotten Tomatoes ratings for films because they're just in my radar of what I
right.
do for a living. So I don't like actively go to a Rotten Tomatoes site and like and think about like I mean I've been against the curve on a lot of films. Like one of my favorite movies ever is Bad Boys 2. I think it has like a 23% on Rotten Tomatoes,
right.
which is ridiculous. It's one of my favorite action movies of all time, and I love the Fast and Furious franchise. So Rotten Tomatoes really isn't something that I like, you know, use as a barometer or comparable to what
but
I'm
they
doing.
They use it in trailers now. They use it on TV commercials. Like, I was aware of Top Gun getting great ratings on Rotten Tomatoes from their commercials.
Right. So, a studio is going to use Rotten Tomatoes when it's in their favor, right?
Of course.
Because so you know, but Rotten Tomatoes is, you know, in my opinion, it's. I don't particularly love rating a film just up or down like that. I mean, I'm more of like trying to find a gray area or things that I love or didn't love. And, you know, to give a movie a fresh or rotten, like what's interesting about Rotten Tomatoes is like if every critic gave Top Gun a 3 out of 5, it'd be 100%. If every critic gave Top Gun like a 2 or 2.5, it'd be a 0%. Like
right.
theoretically in terms of like what rotten and fresh would be. I mean, obviously we have numbers in between, but the numbers for Top Gun, this is one of those ones where
it's like 98%, I think.
Yeah. Well, because it's amazing. And like at the end of the day, like, I mean, I've been hyping this movie up with you guys for a few weeks now. I mean, but in terms of what this film delivers, what's brilliant about what Top Gun Maverick does is like, I told you guys recently, it's not a cash grab. Like this genuinely felt like a real story that needed to be told. Like at the end of the day, while all the action and all that stuff is great, the emotional core of it and the grounded nature of the characters, like there's a Val Kilmer scene that is, I think people are going to be crying in the theater. Like it is like, it's really well done. Like, I mean, I don't think people are ready for how good it is. Cause it's better than the original.
And it's a
and
really
original,
good cast, right? Why don't we start with the cast? Because besides Tom Cruise,
yeah.
I looked at it and, like Ed Harris is in it. I don't know if he has a big role. John Hamm's in it. Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going again tonight too. So the cast is huge. For people who aren't aware, basically in the first Top Gun, Tom Cruise's character, obviously, you know, at the school and Val Kilmer plays Iceman and he plays Maverick. But there was a character named Goose, obviously, who was a big part of that story that died in the original film. We've discussed this on the show before. He ejects from the plane, and then Tom Cruise's character feels responsible, even though he's wiped clean of that from his record. All these years later, Miles Teller plays the little kid that was in Top Gun.
So he's Goose's kid?
So if you remember, Yeah. So, in, if you remember in the movie, Meg Ryan and Goose, played by Anthony Edwards, yes. they had a son. Mm-hmm. That kid is now all grown up. He went to Top Gun. He graduated, and now Miles is playing him. So, Cruise's character is brought back to Top Gun to train these Top Gun graduate pilots, one of them being Goose's kid, to do a mission that's going to be very important for the military, an actual mission that's really going to cause people danger if it's not done right. And it's like, it's as you mentioned, the cast, JP, like John Hamm, as you mentioned, Jennifer Connelly, Ed Harris, Glenn Powell, Miles Teller. It is an insane cast, and Bruckheimer's back to produce it. Joe Kaczynski directed it, who did Tron Legacy. He did Oblivion with Tom Cruise. He's really, really solid director, a really great director. But, you know, one of the cool things about doing this movie was, you guys know Tom Cruise goes all out. So I was in San Diego, as I mentioned to you guys, for the global premiere, and I'm on an aircraft carrier, like on the top deck of a flight deck of an aircraft carrier called the USS Midway. And Tom Cruise, I'm interviewing, in the middle of interviewing Kenny Loggins. And Kenny Loggins is like waxing poetic about Danger Zone and the song and hearing it for the first time. And they bring it back for this film. And right in the middle of our conversation, like Kenny Loggins looks over to his left, pulls his phone out, and just like stops the interview because Tom Cruise is landing on the aircraft carrier in a helicopter. And then he's going to walk over and talk to myself and the rest of the press that's on the line on the aircraft carrier. And I mean, I've never seen anybody do anything like the way Cruise does a red carpet. I mean, I remember being in Vienna, Austria, like years ago for Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. I mean, by the way, I don't say these things lightly. It sounds insane what I'm saying right now on your show, but I mean, this is just the reality of what I do for a living, but it's not lost on me how insane it is. But he showed up to this carpet in Vienna, Austria for Rogue Nation, signed autographs and took pictures for 2.5 hours with all the fans who had gotten there early to meet him. Then he got on the carpet and did another 2.5 hours of press and talked to every single journalist down the line, like 85 degree heat, and it's humid as hell. And the guy just operates very differently. I've never seen anything like it. He's very engaging. He's a movie star. And regardless of what you think about him personally, he's one of the greatest actors of all time. And people actually forget how great of an actor he is. Like right nowadays, it's like, oh, it's all the stunt work and all the cool things he's doing. Man, you go back to A Few Good Men, Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire. I mean, the guy is one of the greatest actors of all time, dramatically, comedically, and obviously what he's doing now is saving movies, basically. He's upping the game. Like, this is, like, Tom Cruise is kind of like, this is going to be a really inside reference, but there was a Kendrick Lamar track years ago called Control. It was actually a Big Sean song. And it was a song that was supposed to be on Big Sean's album. And Kendrick dropped this verse where he basically called out the entire hip-hop game and said, everyone needs to step themselves up because I'm ready to take everyone over. And what I remember about that verse was because when he did that, it wasn't like he was calling out everybody or saying everybody was bad. He was saying, guys, we need to be upping each other and leveling up. Because I think Kendrick and his new album is probably one of the greatest albums I've ever heard in my life. But going back to Tom Cruise, the reason I make that comparison is because what Tom Cruise is doing right now is upping the game. He's basically saying that, like, you know, you guys can use all your CGI and your big, you know, CGI and characters in the Marvel films, which are fine, which is obviously we all love those movies. But for him to be immersing you in this action, Maverick, when you guys see Top Gun Maverick in IMAX, you're going to get an even deeper sense of what this guy is doing for movies. I mean, nobody is making movies like this. This is beyond anything that I've seen in my lifetime. Just having an actor who's almost 60 years old immersing himself in these action sequences is just mind-blowing. And 60 is not even old. It's just, man, this guy just lives for the thrills, but he makes you have a great time at the movies.
All right, Kevin, we get it. All right, Kevin, Jason wants to ask a question.
I got a couple questions.
You obviously love the movie.
First of all, they started filming this movie 4 years ago. Because the original release date was July of 2019, all right?
Correct.
Why did they stop? Obviously, once the pandemic started, that's why they delayed it from that point. But why didn't they release it in 2019? And did they film some of this at the Naval Academy?
The Naval Academy part, I'm not sure about. To answer your question about the release date, it was supposed to come out in 2020 originally. And then obviously with the pandemic, Tom Cruise, thankfully, and I'm so happy he did this, basically the studio and Tom Cruise agreed that they were going to hold the movie. They weren't going to put it on any streaming service because at the end of the day, I mean, you guys think about this for 1 second. Look where we are right now. We're, you know, we're 2 years into the pandemic, 2+ years into the pandemic. And at the time the film got delayed, no one knew where we were going to be in the world and what we were going to be doing. But they made a decision to hold the film because they knew the theatrical experience of the movie was going to be something that people needed to have. Mm-hmm. And now we're here on the eve of the film's release, and it's about to be the biggest opening film of Tom Cruise's entire career. Like, this guy's about to have his first $100 million opening. He's never had a movie open this big, ever, in his whole career. Even the Mission films, none of them come close to what this movie's about to do this weekend at the box office. So to answer your question, yeah, it was delayed due to the pandemic, but thankfully so, because, I mean, think about you guys. I mean, I never get texts from Jason saying, hey, man, what time can I go see this movie today in IMAX? Or, like, there are rare occasions, and like, it makes me so happy that you guys are even like engaged to this point where you want to go out. I'm telling you, I'm seeing it again today. The movie's phenomenal. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. The only reason I didn't go 5 is because I found some of the editing choices and some of the pacing in the middle to be a little slower. But overall, like, that doesn't really matter because I'm giving it a 4.5 out of 5. It's just an incredible experience. See it in IMAX. I mention this every time, but Udvar Hazy or Lockheed Martin, they have a true IMAX theater in our area, and the movie's going to open up to IMAX. Like, it goes from widescreen and then jumps up to the IMAX for the actual flying sequences, because there's 6 IMAX cameras in the cockpits of the F-18s, and the actors are actually flying. So, or flying in the cockpit, being flown by a Navy pilot. But it's wild, man. Wild.
Kevin, what is your best guess for domestic box office for Top Gun Maverick? And obviously, you have to take into account it's a 3-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend, so they'll have an extra day.
Yeah. I mean, I've been hearing everything from 92 to 125. But I mean, based on these reviews and the excitement for this, what's beautiful about Top Gun Maverick is that you don't even need to see Top Gun 1 to actually get it. Like, because they do such a good job of bringing back in all the storylines. I mean, you guys remember Jennifer Connelly's character in this movie? She's based on a 2-sentence piece of dialogue from the first Top Gun. There's like a line in the first Top Gun where somebody tells Tom Cruise about how he slept with an admiral's daughter. That's her character in this movie. Like, they've completely built a character based on that line. And she's wonderful in the movie, like, all fleshed out. Like, they have that whole storyline. They explain the reference from the first movie. They show you footage of Goose's death in the original film. So everything's kind of tied back in. Like, I think kids are going to be, like, blown away by this and then go back and find the original. But this is way better than the original film. And I love Tony Scott, who directed the original, one of my favorite directors of all time. He did, like, you know, Enemy of the State and True Romance. But this one is just, the technology has gotten us to a point where we can actually experience the film the way we're meant to be.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kevin, 4.5 out of 5 for Top Gun Maverick. Everybody should go out and see it in the theaters.
And you're saying you're saying you have to see it in IMAX.
100% see it in IMAX. It was, as I mentioned to you guys before, I guess this is a different day and a different time slot, so maybe we have different people listening at this point, but you know, there are 6 IMAX cameras in the cockpit while the actors are flying, or 6 IMAX quality cameras. They developed a camera system. But you guys know this, and I've told you this before, but this is the most insane part about it. I mean, the actors had to run the cameras themselves. So when they were up in the air being flown, taking the 7+ Gs, they're the ones who had to make sure their eye line was right and the sun was hitting them correctly. Then they have to press record while staying in character, say their lines, and not black out or vomit. So remember, like, there's two things happening there. There's the person, the actor, Glenn Powell or Tom Cruise or Miles Teller, taking those G's, but at the same time, they're acting and making sure they're in the right frame of camera. Because, I mean, you guys remember in Mission Impossible 6 and Fallout, when Tom Cruise jumps out of that plane. So Tom Cruise is the cinematographer in that scene, uh-huh, because the guy that jumps with him is not a camera operator. He's just falling backwards at 180 miles per hour to the ground from a 30,000 foot jump, filming Tom Cruise jumping. But Tom Cruise is the one that has to know where he is in terms of the lens. If he gets within 3 inches of the frame, the shot's ruined and it goes blurry. So similar to the situation here at Top Gun, these actors are they're the ones operating these cameras. So when you watch the movie and you're seeing these shots inside the plane, that's the actors doing that. I mean, that's insane if you think about what you have to do. So tackle all that in, and then you have the emotional storyline. And this is the important thing to note. Every bit of action in Top Gun Maverick is narratively driven. It's not done just to be cool. It's not done just to show flying scenes. Everything's important. When you're up in the air with Miles Teller and Tom Cruise, you have the goose death in your mind, and you know there's a tension between those two. So it makes those scenes so much more intense. It's awesome. I'm telling you guys, it's so awesome. So awesome.
All right, Kevin. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, man, for your review.
And Stranger Things 4, by the way, comes out tomorrow on Netflix. Yep. I loved it. I've seen all 7 episodes. If you love Stranger Things, it's brutal. It's horror. It's scary. It's rated R in the best way possible. That's out tomorrow. The first 7 episodes of season 4. The last 2 come out July 1st for season 4. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi, brand new series on Disney Plus, is tomorrow. Big weekend for entertainment, cool. Guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kev.
We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Love you guys. Go see Top Gun. Udvar-Hazy. I'm going today at 6, by the way. I can't wait.
All right. Kevin's making an appearance.
I think it's
all right. 6 o'clock. Join me.
I think it's going to pwn his estimates of 92 to like 105 million. I think this might be like $150 million opening.
Are that many people? Are they 100% back? Like, people are just going to theaters?
Oh, they're back
again.
I think so. The big sillies.
Yeah, big ones.
I mean, like the Doctor Strange numbers are big, but this is going to blow that out of the water.
All right, here's a question for you. This is a dumb question. What is IMAX again? Is that just a big ass screen? Is that it's not 3D. It's just a big ass screen.
It's not 3D, but it's a larger screen, and it's a different sort of camera. I mean, it films the action.
But the idea is it's a massive screen.
Yes.
You can also see it in IMAX on smaller screens in regular theaters.
That is true.
Kevin would be upset.
But that's like fake IMAX.
Right.
But yes, if it's a standard IMAX screen, it's a huge,
massive screen. Yes. That's the idea.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, Dan Snyder is probably piping it into his IMAX screen on his mega yacht this weekend if he could, if he had the ability to do it.
I'm reading some of it was filmed here in Maryland, so I'm wondering if that meant Naval Academy.
I think I saw Patuxent Naval Air Station.
Okay.
Yeah, so close, but might not be the Naval Academy.
Right, but some of it was filmed
here. Are you going to see it this weekend?
He said he might see it today.
I might see it today or tomorrow. Problem is,
you
could
see it today, Thursday.
That's why we had him on today.
Yeah,
I'm going to be in Richmond all weekend, so I don't think I'll.
The problem is, my daughter really wants to see it because she saw the first one last week and she liked it. So she works during the day.
Yeah.
So I mean, I might not be able to see it. I mean, I can see it on my own, but I would feel bad if I didn't see it with her. So I don't know. We'll see.
Coming up next, we'll do a wacky Caps hypothetical. What's more important to you as a Caps fan going forward? A Stanley Cup competitive team or Ovi breaking the scoring title? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. I was late getting to my Lindsay spot during that commercial break because I was arguing with Drab T-shirt about the next topic, which apparently is a good one because it's causing arguments in the room. The question to Caps fans, what's more important to you going forward? You can weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener line, 800-636-1067. Mm-hmm. A team that year in, year out can compete for the Stanley Cup and try to make deep playoff runs, or Ovi breaking Wayne Gretzky's goal-scoring record.
What's more important?
What's more important to you going forward? Now, I
contention like, should be more important.
You mean this is easy? This is contending for Stanley Cups.
Like,
easily.
Yeah. I know that maybe you'd be a little distraught if Ovi finished number two. Like, let's say he finished 15 goals behind Gretzky.
Okay, well, that's
still a great player.
Physically impossible. That's never going to happen.
Why is that impossible?
Because Ovi, as long as he is playing in the NHL, as long as he's upright, he is going to overtake Wayne Gretzky's scoring
record.
Takes
his disregarding the possibility
of
any.
He's not going to retire.
He's going to retire healthy.
15 goals short of the record?
Maybe.
No.
Impossible.
No.
The only way
that would happen is if he has a career-ending injury.
If I had $1 trillion in my bank account, I would bet it all on Ovi overtaking Wayne Gretzky. But that's not what's most important to me. Most important is trying to win another Stanley Cup.
Would you trade it, though? So would you trade? Let's just say that knowing that he gets a catastrophic injury.
Okay.
All right. No one wishes this upon him.
Of course not.
He's like the most lovable guy.
We're talking in strictly hypotheticals.
He had a catastrophic injury that caused him to not break the record, but he did bring one more cup here.
Would I trade that?
For this?
Of course. I would always trade cups for individual records. But it is impossible.
I almost want to make a wager with him because he's so positive it's going to happen.
It is impossible that he does not break Gretzky's record.
Well, the way it's possible is injury, some sort of catastrophic injury.
He never gets injured. Okay. He never ever gets injured.
See, here's the problem with Cakes. You might have just jinxed him.
He's saying he'll take contention, but he's not really saying that it's a possibility.
I mean, why is it impossible? I mean, Tom Wilson, we just talked.
He can't even play
Tom Wilson just tore his ACL.
Yeah,
he's going to be out 8 months.
It's fine. Ovi could tear his ACL.
Why is it?
And then he recovers.
Yeah.
And then he comes back. And he's going to break the record.
It's more important to you.
But
it is more important to you.
No, it's not.
I can just tell. Emotionally, it is.
It's not.
Your head is saying it's not more important, but your emotions, it's more important
What's
to you.
What's more important is winning multiple cups.
Throw out the hypothetical, and people can chime in, 800-636-1067. So multiple cups.
Yes.
Or, not both cakes, because you're playing the both game. Or Ovi breaks the record. So, you're going to get multiple cups, but Ovi, for whatever reason, is going to become a role player and only give you 12 goals
in
a couple of seasons.
That makes me chuckle. But
see?
I would take the. Of course, I want three banners hanging in Capital One Arena instead of that one lonely banner hanging next to the Bullets banner from the late 70s. I want multiple Stanley Cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just do. That's what I want.
Will you give me odds that he doesn't break the record? Heavy odds?
Said he would.
Yeah, I would give you a trillion to one. I mean, I would give you all the biggest odds on the planet.
You $1 trillion. I'm sure Kate will make good on that one.
Can I get a bet for? Can I get a loan for $1 trillion?
Can I put my $10 up on your $1,000?
10 to 1,000.
Yeah. I mean, that's told me it's a it's impossible for him not to break
it. It's a little pricey.
How do you lose the bet? How do you lose the bet?
All right, how about this? 10 to 1.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to lose
you
the bet.
You give me 10 to 1.
I'll give you 10 to 1.
All right, so my 10 to your 100.
How about 1,000 to 100?
I'll make that bet right now.
Okay, all right. I can't believe I'm betting against Ovi. I don't want to bet against Ovi, but he's so sure.
It's just cakes.
I'm so sure.
Yeah.
And you're probably right, but you're discounting anything physical that could happen. And
because,
all right, so
why,
my 100 to your 1,000.
Here's why I'm discounting all the physical.
Put it in the book.
Because he needs 115.
Here's why. Because he's a Russian machine that never breaks. He doesn't break down. And I know that he's getting older. I understand people break down as they get older. But he has maintained his scoring pace. He's actually getting better. So I don't.
Cakes, you're lying to yourself. You care more about the Ovi record.
Your passion, now he does.
His passion is so much greater.
Here's why.
About the personal record.
No. False. Here's why I don't care about the record. Because Ovi is already the greatest goal
scorer. Look at the passion coming in
NHL history. You know why? Because he's scoring at a higher rate than Gretzky did.
Yeah,
when
you're
it was butt easy to score, the goalie stunk. Their equipment was just
miniature.
Terrible compared to what it is now. The goalies weren't
different
nearly
era.
As good.
Ovi, Gretzky plays
Ovi
today.
Ovi is already the greatest goal scorer in NHL history.
Gretzky plays today, scores more goals.
But he's not playing today. He played in a different era. Ovi is already the greatest goal scorer. He already owns that. It's just not official yet. Unofficially, he's the greatest.
He definitely cares more. He definitely cares more.
It's not even close. He cares more about the record.
I'm stumping for my guy.
Okay, hold on. He's your guy, and I love him too.
Sure,
not as much as you love him.
He's literally the
and
most
I hate this, but
guy.
I'm going to put my $100 up to your 1,000.
Thank you. I can't wait to collect on that. He's only the greatest athlete.
I'm just betting because he's so sure it's going to happen.
He's only the greatest athlete that has ever played in Washington or will ever play in Washington.
All right, here's the hypo for you. Yes. I'm going to guarantee you they win the cup.
Sized.
But you have to trade Ovi.
Trade Ovi.
Yes. That should be a no-brainer. You said you care more about contention.
Does this trade him? Does he help win the cup and then we trade him?
You trade him mid-season. Trading deadline and then for you the acquire, goalie that takes you over the top.
You acquire the pieces that put you over the top.
You acquire a goalie.
You have to part with four sillies.
See? He doesn't care about the cup.
No,
he cares more about Ovi.
This will surprise you. I would do it. Because I value cups more than stupid individual accomplishments.
You know, I
stupid individual. Why you talk about it so much?
I believe it because
I'm actually sized for the get it.
Of course you are.
Here's the thing. I know he's going to get there. Hopefully we get
hockey guys,
but I
literally
know he's going to get that
guys
record.
Have played until they're 50.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
He's going to get the
and
record.
He's probably if he plays in, you know, the majority of the seasons, doesn't have any serious injuries, he'll probably get it in 3 years.
He should. 3 or 4 seasons.
All right, but I'm still putting $100
which
up.
Which dovetails perfectly with his contract.
I think it's a good bet.
I mean, did he sign a 5-year extension with the team? It dovetails perfectly with the pace that he has to stay on.
You realize Orioles fans have done this already because Cal Ripken's record to beat Lou Gehrig was already in the sights for every single fan.
Sure.
And I'm not saying it hurt the franchise, but the franchise was more obsessed with Cal Ripken breaking that record as opposed to maybe sitting
him. I'm not more obsessed with that. Look, if you're a Caps
fan,
you love Ovi, but you also want Brian McClellan to put pieces around Ovi so he can win more cups. You just want him to win more cups
believe Case when he says he would trade Ovi. Because he was going to trade him in 2018 before they went on the run.
I love Ovi. He's going it. Not like the Hockey Hall of Fame means anything, but he's always going to be a Capital. I mean, if he's not going to finish his career anywhere else. But if he did get traded, say, to the terrible Islanders or whoever, he's still always a Cap. I mean, he's first and foremost.
Yeah, that's
would
whole
have spent 90% of his career as a
you're
Capital.
Right. You're right. Now, this is all about the breaking the record. That's what this discussion's about.
Correct.
But I want
Stanley Cups first and foremost. That's obvious. See, because I know that Ovi's breaking the record. I know it's going to happen.
What if he decides he wants to go back to Mother Russia?
He's going
to
do that.
And he plays for the Dynamo.
He's 50.
He's going to do that. I mean, once he's done here in North America, he's going to go to Russia and get paid sick, crazy, absurd amounts of money to play into his 40s and beyond.
Because mm-hmm.
that's what he does. He's a hockey player, and he's a legend.
How many did he have this year?
Did he have 50?
Do you have about 50?
I'd have to look it up.
The problem with the hypothetical is he can do, and I said this to Drab, you know, we can do both.
Yeah.
He can break right. the record here, and you could still build enough talent around him to win.
Sure, you can. But this is why I thought of this conversation, because I'm on Twitter. I see Caps fans, all their interactions, the only thing I see them getting excited about is the scoring record. They know this team is going to be average to below average for the next couple of years. That is setting in.
Those people are misguided, because once you get a taste of winning a Stanley Cup, you want another one. You don't want to just go back to, well, same old Caps getting eliminated in the first round. You don't want to go back to that nonsense.
But don't you think if they can pull off a deal for one of their vets?
I don't think it's looking great. Tom Wilson, ACL. Backstrom, hip. Ovi.
You're not going to trade Ovi. Great.
No, no, no. I'm not talking about trading that. I'm talking about the core of the team is not great.
No.
Everybody hates John Carlson now.
That's crazy, too.
Okay, the only one people like all of a sudden is Cousy, who people hated a year ago.
Yeah. So I would say I think their most marketable piece that they could move would be Carlson, and I would be surprised if they do it. Would that change your outlook at all?
No. Are they going to become an Eastern Conference favorite if they trade Carlson?
They're going to have quality players in return.
No, I think I don't know a lot, but I would assume the other teams, the Rangers, the Lightning, Panthers, all way ahead of where the Caps are, let alone what's going on in the Western Conference.
Lightning, definitely. Not even close.
All right, we'll take your calls, we promise, when we get back.
All right, so our bet's in the book.
It's in the book.
It is in the book.
100 to 1,000.
Brand new book. All the old bets have been scrubbed. It's just 2022
Now, I'm probably 87% chance going to lose this bet.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think it's a good swing.
And when I win that bet, I want a crisp, clean $100 bill.
I don't want
digital currency.
No, I'm going to give you nickels. I'm going to go to the bank and get $100 worth of nickels.
No, we're not doing that thing.
And I'm going to put it in a big jar.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring it in.
No. Nice. I need crisp, clean Benjamin.
That's not in the bet book.
As a payout.
I hate to admit it.
You know what?
I'm rooting for Jason on this one.
It's going to be an omnev.
I'm rooting for Jason on this one.
And, well, you know
just
what?
To see your misery.
You can root. You're going to lose. You're going to be on the wrong side of
it's
history.
It's that super confidence.
Go right ahead and get on the wrong side of history, because that's where both of you currently are. All right, we'll continue. We will take your calls when we get back. What's more important to you? Ovi breaking the scoring record, which is he's locked to do that, by the way, or the Caps getting more Stanley Cups? Old Glory DC Match Days, they've got something for everyone, my friends, from rugby fanatics to first-time fans of the game. Get your tickets now for this Sunday at 2:30 as Old Glory welcomes Rugby New York to Segra Field in Leesburg for their final home match of the season. The music's pumping, the taps are flowing, and, of course, the hard-hitting rugby action always rocks. Come early for a free Rugby 101 session for fans of all ages, hosted by Old Glory players and staff, plus an awesome kids zone for young fans and much more. For details and to score your tickets now, visit oldglorydc.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll be joined by Chap Peterson, Virginia State Senator, who is withdrawing support for the Commander's Stadium financing plan, so you don't want to miss that. That's coming up at 8. But right now, we're going to head to the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines. The debate is simple. As a Caps fan, are you more obsessed with winning more Stanley Cups or Ovi overtaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record?
I thought Valdez brought up a good point because we grew up with Cal Ripken and the streak, and it did become important to you as a fan that he would break it, and it was a huge event.
Right.
And it kind of does become more important than winning, like looking back on it.
It was like a two-year lead-up, too. Same thing with Ovi, yeah, because you could see the writing on the wall. You could see him inching closer and closer.
As it gets closer, right.
Now, Jason and I have consummated a bet, a 10-to-1 bet, for $100 versus $1,000. Now, do I get like a death exception?
No.
If he gets hit by a bus?
No.
Like, you have to negotiate that. Involved in a high-speed car.
That's why I made the bet, because anything in the world is possible.
Right. All right, so no exceptions.
Anything can happen.
You have to negotiate that.
You told me it was physically impossible for him not to break the record.
We said,
as long as he's alive.
And look, I hope he's not going to die in 2024.
Well, me too.
But anything can happen.
That is true. It's a very good point.
All right, let's go to Joe in Edgewater. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junks. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
All right, I know I'm going to be in the minority here, but I need the scoring title, and here's why. I married a girl from Pittsburgh, okay? Uh-huh. And in our sports room, all I see is Stanley Cup, Pittsburgh Stanley Cup stuff, crybaby all over my walls, Malkin.
Right.
But for me, every year, there's a new Stanley Cup team, right? Mm-hmm. So, I need the scoring title. Ovi needs to get it. He's going to be the greatest NHL player of all time forever. That's not going to reset every single year. So, for me, in my house, to have scoreboard, I need the scoring title.
Yeah, but don't you want Stanley Cup scoreboard? Like, I just feel like individual scoring titles and individual accolades, they pale in comparison to winning a cup. But that's my opinion. You obviously think differently.
I need that, whether on ice or grass, will kick your, you know what, I hate seeing that towel on the wall. I need the scoring title.
See, you know what? His problem is he married a Yinzer, and they have more Stanley Cups, and he's in competition with his wife now with the Pens Stanley Cups against the Caps. And right now, sadly, the Pens have Stanley Cup scoreboard.
Yes.
They just do.
What if Ovi passes him and some silly youngster passes Ovi down the road?
I mean, that could happen. Sure, it could happen.
Connor McDavid.
Then you know what I would do? I would tip my hat to that guy if he catches Ovi.
I think that's the part of the reason you'd rather have the Stanley Cup.
You won't live long enough for that.
Yeah, I'll be dead. I'll be ashes somewhere.
It'll be a memory.
Yeah, I mean, if Ovi gets to 900 goals or something similar, you know, close to that.
Right.
If
Connor McDavid surpasses him, good for him.
All right, let's go to our guy Dave in College Park. Hey, Dave. What's up, buddy?
Hello, fellas.
What's up, Dave?
Listen, this is the one team in this area that I've been behind for 40-plus years. This team is so well-run. And, look, I was there in 1998 when Cal broke that record. That was a magical moment in time you can never take back because of what he did. And so when I look at this thing, look, if the Caps had never won a cup, I would get it. But once you win a cup, he's always going to be a champion. And the Caps are always going to be contenders going forward. And it's going to be tough to win because of these veterans, but that's the game you play. You can never trade him. He's untradeable, just like Ripken was untradeable. To me, we got to have this record. This is just something that you can always celebrate and remember. I mean, yes, will we love to win a banner? Of course we want to play for that. We're always going to have a chance at it. But to me, this record is just so important
for
the area.
I hear you, Dave. I think the reason why it kind of comes up, too, is, and I could be wrong, but I bet you Drabby's thinking, Well, we thought the Nats were going to be competitive every year, too,
mm-hmm.
for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at what's happened with the Nats.
Yeah.
Maybe
complete rebuild.
Maybe we're heading into that situation with the Caps, where we got this old team.
It's a possibility.
A couple guys are untradeable. Obviously, you're not going to trade Ovi. You wouldn't even consider it. And then they just start flailing.
Dave, I want to meet you.
You want to meet Dave?
I want to meet Dave. Dave's been calling the show forever. I like Dave.
He has been,
I just
want
to put a face with a voice.
Dave? You want to go watch Top Gun?
Well, I love all of you guys. You know, you guys are amazing. I mean, we can certainly do that. I will definitely come to one of y'all's events or something.
No. Next time I'm in College Park, I'll get your number. I'll text you. I'll say, Dave, let's go get a cocktail.
Oh, look at that.
You guys go
hang out at
Dave,
what celebrity do you look like?
What's that?
What celebrity do you look like? Are you like a big fat guy?
Are you black or white?
Are you a handsome guy?
Are you Asian?
Guy?
What are you?
White guy.
You're a white guy. All right. Yeah. Who do you look like?
Oh, man. Well, I'm certainly no Brad Pitt. There's no doubt about that.
All right. So you're ugly?
Nah, if you were to describe me, I would probably say I'm a larger guy, but I'm about, I would say if you were to describe somebody that looked like me, I get often what people look like Rex Ryan a little bit, you know.
Rex Ryan.
That's a great comparison.
That is a good call.
Big dude.
Where do you live in College Park?
I'm near campus. Near campus.
University
now,
Park?
Do you live in College Park because that's where you grew up or that you're just working
there? No, that's just where I grew up.
He's a professor.
So I'm not in that area anymore, but that's just where I'm from.
That's
just
his brand. Oh, you don't live in
that's his brand.
Oh,
that's his brand.
Oh, where do you live? Where do you live?
Columbia.
You live in Columbia.
This just shatters the myth.
I just think it's so funny that he says it's Dave from College Park every time he calls.
I'm from College Park.
From Centerville.
Centerville. Is he alive or dead?
It seems like he grew even angrier than usual. I see him online every once in a while.
We have more audio of Dave from College Park.
It's about leading the league and wins. We're going to beat the out of you.
Dave, give your number to Drabby.
Next time you're in Columbia.
I'm never in Columbia.
we could certainly work something out there. So
all right.
Definitely.
All right, Dave.
Hold on. I have a question. I am intrigued.
Yeah.
Are you married?
No, single.
Single. You have kids?
No. Big time gambler.
Big time gambler. What does that mean? It's not compatible with a spouse?
Ah, come on, man. Disposable income, man. I'm about to go to the Borgata in a couple weeks here. So, I mean,
what do you do? You just go there with your boys?
Sometimes. Like, in fact, I was just talking to him last night about playing the trip for about 7 or 10 days. But, I mean, look, I'm no high roller, but, you know, if you go up there, you get enough freebies
and
stuff.
I get it. I get it. It's fine.
Hey, you should play in the Cakes Classic next Wednesday.
Yeah, you're always welcome.
MGM National
Harbor. Would he be a bounty? Would you make him a bounty one time?
I mean, maybe, potentially.
I'm not real good at poker.
Well, neither is Drab. He's playing next week.
Drab doesn't even know what
if you can get a free. Would he get a free roll, though?
Potentially. Like, if I do, like, a P1 Apalooza edition of the Cakes Classic.
That would be worth it for you.
Dave from Columbia would be welcome.
So Dave is in his 40s. He's a Rex Ryan kind of guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's single. Mm-hmm. Do you date at all?
A little bit, but as I've gotten older, you know, I'd say no right now. I mean,
so you're
I'm
basically
not
shutting it down?
He's like Lurch. He loves
gambling.
I'm not
saying shutting it down.
But he's a big fat. Nah,
do you ever get on Tinder or anything like that?
No. And that's for people in their 20s and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
he's past that.
So do you like Backpage? Did you ever do that back in your day?
No.
Backpage.
No.
Where would you pick up? Man. If you wanted to date, where would you meet a chick? Like, how would you do it?
You know, go to like restaurants and stuff like that, bars and stuff like that.
Just kind of hang
out. You know, yeah. Go with friends and stuff like that. You know, Fridays.
Columbia
or
Mall.
And stuff
Turtle.
Like that.
Fridays. Green Turtle. Yeah.
The local haunts.
All right, Dave, we'll hook up at some point.
He cares more about the individual record, though, to go back to the question.
Yes. 100%. Right. Need that record.
All right. Uh-huh.
Need that record.
It's going to be bitter when Austin Matthews passes Ovi in 15 years.
I mean, he could. Maybe
there was plenty of fish in the sea, but he ate them all.
He kind of threw me, though, because every time Dave called, I just envisioned, like, Route 1. Now
I
got to envision, 32 or something.
That's his brand. Yeah. That's his brand.
Yeah. My brain is exploding.
I thought he lived near the Roach Motel you guys right. used to live in College Park.
I had the guy at University Park.
Jason. Isn't that actually where Rich from Centerville moved to? Wasn't he a Columbia guy?
Well, he moved to Laurel, didn't he?
He was Columbia.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I was going to say, Jason, I like Dave too, but I wouldn't go on my way to go hang out with him.
That's why I said Columbia. Probably not going to happen. But College Park, that's a possibility.
Jason likes to do that, though. Remember we did that interview for the book? With Brian No, we all sat around here and we did this interview. And like 2 weeks later, Jason was going out with him. The guy was based in Indiana.
I don't know who
asking stuff
is.
About the book Still Barking.
No.
And then you hooked up with him, right?
Well, he came to a restaurant that was about 80 yards from my house.
Right.
So I said, yeah, I can meet you
there. I can do that.
He was
a cool dude,
though.
I can make that happen.
I like that guy. I haven't talked to him since then, but I like
that. I've heard him on the radio. He fills in for some national show.
I don't even remember who you're talking about.
When we come back, we'll get into some Commanders talk. We'll be joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Chap Peterson, Virginia State Senator. He's withdrawing support for the Commanders Stadium financing plan. We'll talk to him next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.